Good morning. Pastor Schaefer here. It is the Saturday morning podcast, and I trust this day finds everyone well. Everything's fine here. I want to talk today about two P's, God's protection and God's providence. So there's some verses I have here about how God protects us and takes care of us and watches over us. God's protection. So turn in your Bible, if you have it, to Psalm 91. I want to share with you verses 9 through 12 of Psalm 91. Verses on God's protection. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And now here's a couple other verses on this. Second Chronicles, this is in regards to Israel, but I believe we can apply that to ourselves. Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 17. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And then here's one from Isaiah, chapter 41 and verse 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. And one other verse, speaking of God's protection, Psalm 34 and verse 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. So God actually dispatches angels to protect those who have trusted Christ as their Savior, to protect believers. That's a really comforting thought. So God's protection. He only allows things that are consistent with His will to affect us. He protects us. So that's the first P that I wanted to talk about. And then the second one is God's providence. And here's a dictionary definition of God's providence. The foreseeing care and guidance of God over the creatures of the earth. God, especially when conceived as omnisciently directing the universe and the affairs of humankind with wise benevolence. And it's a manifestation of divine care or direction. So God's providence, His bringing things to pass according to His will, His providential will. We think of this disease right now, this COVID virus that's happening. But we know God is going to use this to advance His program on the earth. And nothing will happen outside of His will. He is providentially watching over things. So some verses on this. Psalm 145, verses 13 through 16. That's Psalm 145, verses 13 through 16. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thine hand, and satisfiest the desire of every living thing. Providence of God. Here's a verse in Hebrews. Turn to Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3 in your Bible. Hebrews 1, 3. Here we go. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3. Speaking of Christ, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, speaking of the deity of Jesus Christ, and it's this next phrase, and upholding all things by the word of his power. Upholding all things by the word of his power, it says. When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. So God's providence. And then Acts chapter 17 and verse 28. Listen to this verse. For in him we live and move and have our being. What a wonderful thought there in Acts 17, 28. And then Romans 8, 28, of course, a familiar verse. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So everything works together for good for us that love the Lord. God has a plan, and as his plan advances, and his plan includes this virus, he's allowing this for a reason. It's going to work out for our good in the very end, according to Romans 8, 28. Okay, James chapter 4, verse 15. Here's a verse that talks about doing things according to God's will, according to his providence. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. So always considering God's will in our decision making as he providentially cares for us. And then turn in your Bible to Matthew 5 and verse 45. Another verse on God's providence. Matthew 5:45. Let's just turn there. Okay, it says that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. So God is in control of the sun that rises and falls. He's in control of the rain. And so he providentially causes these things to happen. And so God is controlling things in the universe. Okay, and then Matthew chapter 10. It's got one other place here. Matthew 10, verses 29 through 31. Speaking of God's providence. Listen to these verses. Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing? And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father. So God won't even allow a sparrow to fall on the ground without his permission. It says in verse 30, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. And God actually knows every hair on your head because he knows all things. And so in verse 31, the Bible says, fear ye not, therefore, ye are of more value than many sparrows. And so God values us as believers. He's concerned about us. He's providentially caring for us. And so as we think of these two P's tonight, God's protection and God's providence. Let's go to the Lord in prayer as we consider these things. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for how you have protected the people in our church. No one has gotten the virus so far, and we thank you and praise you. Thank you, Lord, for my daughter's family getting over the virus, not having it seriously. Thank you and praise you for that. And Lord, we pray that you would protect our president and those that are in authority in our country. We know there's a lot of things going on right now, and we pray, Lord, that according to your providence, your plan would come to pass. And we know that it will be good for us as Christians in the very end. And then we think of God's providential care over us, how you've taken care of us, Lord, how you have supplied the needs of our church financially. And I think pretty much every person that I've called over the last few weeks has told me they have enough food, they have enough everything. And that's God's providence. You're taking care of the people in our church, and I thank you and I praise you for that. And Lord, as we look ahead to the weeks coming, we pray that very soon we'd be able to meet in our church once again. We are thankful, Lord, that you are making it possible for us to get our rugs cleaned and the building sanitized for a very reasonable price. That's something we've been praying about for a long time. And you're taking care of that, and I thank you and praise you for that as well. Now be with our people today, Lord. The weather's going to be good, I believe, the rest of the day. Just pray that it would be a great day. And we pray about these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, have a great day today. And tomorrow is the Lord's Day. It's Sunday, so I'll have an actual longer message tomorrow. God bless you. Goodbye.